Hey everyone, this is Michael. You're listening to Play On Gamer episode 9. So this week, I'm releasing back-to-back episodes. So this is not the only episode you're listening to that has been released this week. Episode 8 has been released. So if you want to check out episode 8, then head back into episode 9, which I'll be recording right now. Okay, let's get into it. The gaming industry has shown what they are about at this year's E3. One indicator is that they're capable in their jobs in making games that folks would want to buy. Another indicator is that they are capable of addressing issues and putting them in their public presentations to show they understand the criticisms brought up by people towards them. Here is the action we took, and take a look at the demonstration video to see the results. That's what happened at E3 2018. At this year's E3 2018, the gaming industry has shown examples how they will go about the treatment of women in games. A number of games were shown that enables gamers to play entirely as female characters. Upcoming releases include Assassin's Creed Odyssey, The Last of Us Part II, Battlefield 5, Shadow of the Tomb Raider, and Gears 5, which for the first time in the franchise, the lead character will be a female. Now, I'm not calling out by name certain journalists and gamers which have a high amount of followers on social media, but if you went to Los Angeles for E3 and you went in there with the mindset that 2018 will find the treatment of women in games themselves improves, and you left Los Angeles feeling that the industry has stepped up and video games will be all for the better, I'm here to say that nothing's really changed. Women have always been prominent, important, protagonists, celebrated, and made famous in video games. Let's not forget there are a number of female leads in commercially successful games, from action adventures like Tomb Raider, side-scrolling action adventures titles such as Metroid, and role-playing games such as Final Fantasy on multiple occasions. For the most part, gamers know that women have always been prominent in gaming, especially as leads. Another issue that's included in the treatment of women in games is how women are depicted in video games. This is especially true with the design of Lara Croft. The design of Lara Croft was largely not criticized as in the 1990s than it was in 2008 and going on to today. If anything, the games received criticism. Lara Croft and her design was highly praised, and the design of Lara Croft was in great demand out of gaming for advertisement purposes. Lara's portrayal in the 1990s was considered a positive visual metaphor of sexual empowerment. In the 2000s, some male and female perspectives were that Lara's design was objectifying and sexist, which led to the new and current render of Lara Croft in 2013, which is considered a positive change for young girls to look up to. Now, the biggest point in me saying that nothing's really changed is this. The people who left Los Angeles feeling that the industry has stepped up and video games will be all for the better of it because a number of games showcase female protagonists are really just happy it's characters that they could model or a character that their daughters can look up to. What I really should come out and say is that they're happy that female, non-color, supremacy fist is being allowed to be raised up and how non-women of color should look like. I'm sorry to say that about most of the people who are angry about the treatment of women in video games. And for you game journalists who like to call people bigots, I'm going to call you a racist. How are you not speaking up for women of non-color in wanting to address the treatment of women in gaming? Is it because you don't want it to be a part of your speech because you're not mixed? You're not black, you're not Asian, you're not First Nation. It's just because you're not a minority. How is it that these game developers have teams made up of men, women of color, and not of color, and they still get criticized about the treatment of women in gaming, and then allow groups to hold discussions with the development teams, and then when the game is released, the render of the protagonist is based off a Caucasian character, and this Caucasian character is dealing with issues that are prominent in the Caucasian community. My final point is this. If you're angry about the treatment of women in video games and want to nail the issues to the developers' doors, you gotta review what's at hand. First, these development teams are not all made up of bigots of men. And next, I don't think you should make your point a female Caucasian agenda. Also, fight for more games to have female minorities as leads. Simply put, if developers want to make a game with a female lead, they will, and they shouldn't be pressed. If it's not part of your agenda for more female minorities in games, then I think you just should shut up and just play what you find positive to play. Okay, so that's a wrap of Play On Gamer episode 9. Okay, just a quick note. I've been experiencing some production issues in recording these podcasts. You might notice that some of the audio will be dropped. Like, it might sound like I'm doing a quick edit, but I'm true in saying this. This show is not edited at all. What you are listening to right now is the raw first take recorded live right here on anchor.fm. And if you don't believe me, join anchor.fm, download the app. You can actually listen to me recording live, and then you can know, you'll probably hear my many awful takes, but I'm true in saying that this podcast is recorded live and is not edited in post-production. Although I may be looking to record the show in post-production, because there's been some issues rising, such as drop audio in the recording of this podcast. So look for an update in the coming weeks to the future sound of Play On Gamer. Also, I'm looking at a way for listeners to contact me. What happened is I opened a Twitter account, but for some reason it got blocked. It got shut down immediately by Twitter. Like, I didn't even post anything, but immediately got shut down by Twitter. So if you'd like to leave me a comment, join anchor.fm, search for Play On Gamer, send me a voice comment, and then we can go through it from there. But coming soon, we'll get the Twitter account sorted out so you can contact us through Twitter. Okay, so that's it for Play On Gamer episode 9. You can listen to us live as always on anchor.fm, Google Play Music, and also Apple Podcasts. If you have a voice activated device such as Google Home or HomePod from Apple, just say, "Hey Google, hey Siri, play the podcast Play On Gamer." I'm right next to a Google Home, so it's unbelievable. It didn't go off. The last podcast when I'm recording that line, when I say that line, Google Home will go off. Okay, so see you later in the week. I have a bunch of other topics I'm gonna get into, so this won't be a empty week like last week has been. This will be a full week of podcasts. So far, you've gotten, if you listen to episode 9, episode 8 was dropped a few minutes ago, so you already got 2 episodes so far for this week. Stay tuned this week for more episodes. This is Michael. Have a nice day.